As we come to a close of Black History Month, it was only right that your girl drop a podcast. What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Miss Brittany Sinead, with another episode of Let's Be Honest, where we show love, we show integrity, and we show respect. Maybe 75% of the time. But look, it's been so much going on. We have so much to catch up on. And I honestly have a few moments to myself. And I know that y'all miss me as much as I miss y'all. So it's only right that I drop an episode. We are like 3 months into the year. Again, so much has been going on. So much stuff has just kind of been unraveling. So I wanted to come in just to give yourself a reminder that we are just humans. And as we walk through our journeys and we continue to figure out life as we go, I just want to encourage you that you're just a human, okay? I'm going to break down the logistics of exactly what I'm talking about in this upcoming episode. And no more wasting time. Let's get into it.
Welcome to the gorgeous, talented, and non-soft-spoken Black Girls Podcast of Let's Be Honest Podcast. Your favorite podcaster is not only here to be honest her way, but to speak on true self-awareness as well as speaking for the culture. Welcome your host, Ms. Be Honest.
Let me tell you something. I am such a nerd for classical music now. Like, you don't realize how much classical music can truly help your nervous system, okay? I know some of you love your R&B. Don't get it twisted. I am a music junkie. One thing I'm going to do is jam me some old 80s, 90s music, okay? I'm not even going to play with you. I'm going to get you together. But classical music, jazz music, if you ever find yourself having a really hard day, just go listen to it and see what it does for you, okay? Just see what it does for you. If you are like, you don't know where to start, I'm going to tell you where I started. His name, well, the song is called Endless Love, and his name is, I'm probably going to like torture this, but, Piero. So P-I-E-R-O. And then, Piccioni. So that's P-I-C-C-I-O-N-I. So, probably Piero, P-I-E-R-O. And then last name, P-I-C-C-I-O-N-I. The name is Endless Love. Listen, put it on in the shower. Put it on as you're reading. Put it on as you go to bed. If you want to meditate on it, you could definitely do that. But baby, when I tell you it helps, it helps. So if you were wondering why, like, damn, why she got this voice on in the beginning of my intro, it just was so perfect for the time. And then, of course, like, I'm like gushing over classical music right now. But what it do? What's going on, y'all? Listen, y'all know I be tired as fuck. And my life, I gotta say, obviously, I can't just go into the episode. My life just looks different now. And my life just looks different. My life looks 1,000% different. And what I mean by that is, obviously, if you are new to the episode, welcome in, sit down, get comfy. But if you are a Let's Be Honest fan and you've been here from day one, baby, what's up? How you living? I see you. I'm here. Relax. Don't bite my head off because I ain't been recording. But, like, I just been, my life, you know, with the new baby, you know, being a new wife, and then having like a 13-year-old and, you know, still trying to just manage my own feelings and my emotions. Listen, if you a brand new mama, shout out to you. It's totally different. Like, the experience of having a child at 21 and the experience of having a child at 34. Yes, I waited those years to have another kid. But The difference is totally different. I see what they mean. Like, and obviously, like, I'm not having any health problems, but I see what they mean. Like, the older you become, as far as, like, you having a baby, like, it's a totally different transformation for me. So I just been trying to, like, slowly find my way back. Episodes on where, like, I recorded and I had the time and energy, I was, like, pulling for life then. You know what I'm saying? And so, like, now I have, like, kind of come up with a routine for myself. And I'll be honest, I really came up with a routine last night just on specific things on what I'm trying to do in my life. But I have dedicated to say I'm at least going to record 2 episodes a month, right? At one point, I'll even be more transparent. I thought about just not recording anymore, but I know that God still has a plan for me. And I just didn't want to completely cut it off. I know that, you know, no, I don't have like the hugest audience, but I have an audience, and that compels me, and that makes me want to continue to move forward. And so that kind of brought me to the point, you know, of the space of being like, yo, y'all, we are just humans. And in this day-to-day life, on top of taking care of your mental health, on top of taking care of your family, on top of taking care of yourself, on top of taking care of your kids, on top of still doing your working, whether that's entrepreneurship, whether that's the 9-to-5, on top of attempting to try to be a good friend to people, on top of trying to maintain this image on social media, which a lot of us are still kind of doing. I literally just named off 7 fucking things. That's not including, like, you know, your downtime, or again, you know, I tell people all the time, I don't even consider going to get my nails done self-care anymore, because that should be a headache within itself. And then I'd be mad, because I ain't gonna lie, a bitch went in there the other day, maybe about 2 weeks ago, man, I swear to God, I got a refill, and I got my toes scrubbed, and I think I paid like $150, and I really got the most basic shit ever. Now, my pedicure wasn't basic, because I be wanting to rub on me, you know what I'm saying? My love language, physical touch. And so when my man can't do it, they gonna have to do it. Which is why I always stick to like Thai massages. So like, anyways, long story short, fuck the nail shop. Like, I see why people do like private shit, you know what I'm saying? You just go to pull up to a person suite or their house and get your shit done. But like, you know, I be... So, yes, on top of all the things that I literally just named, and that's not even half of it, I am consistently back in the gym 3 to 4 times out of the week. I told my husband, I said, damn, I feel like me going to the gym is just adding to my to-do list. And he looked at me like I was crazy. However, my husband is different from me. He is a go-getter, and he will not rest until somebody tells him to sit the fuck down. Me, on the other hand, I'd be like, babe, I'm going to sleep, okay? So I wanted to talk about this specific topic because I feel like it's always so much going on, right? But there's so much going on, y'all. Like, it's so much going on to where, like, before I could even hop into the store, I just got to tell y'all, like, how I know shit going on, bruh. Like, me and my husband were driving, minding my business. I'm Princess Treatment, so I'm in a passenger seat. Quick story. And my husband drives. He's from Florida. He's Haitian, just to kind of give you a disclaimer. And this nigga don't never turn on his blinker. Whatever. I'm Princess Treatment. I ain't even paying attention to what road we on. I just know I'm looking down at my phone. And I hear honk, 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 somebody honking, you know, honking their horn. Well, obviously that causes me to look up. As I look up, I see, I'm like, oh, we're turning into the gym parking lot. Guess my husband forgot to turn on, or just chose not to turn on his blinker. The person behind us is honking. So, you know, whatever. My husband kind of stops like, what the fuck? You know, because it just kind of threw us off. Because I was even saying, what the fuck? And then I look back and I see, hello, white listeners. I see this privileged white guy. Happy Black History Month. I see this white guy giving us the fingers. I'm like, damn, he mad. Now, Being that I gave a disclaimer, my husband is Haitian. He is from Florida. Everybody always makes these funny assumptions. Oh, he is Zoe baby. He is Zoe poppy. And he from Florida. Bitch, how you dealing? Oh, I forgot to add. He a tourist too. Hello. If you ask me how I'm living. Love that man. Anyways, he ain't by no motherfucking talking. I kid y'all the fuck not. We probably maybe sat there just trying. It was so, it just took us off. I'm not going to lie. I was princess treatment. So I for sure was like, what? I was confused. Literally, we sat there maybe for 5 seconds. And I kid you not, this white privileged guy hops out of his fucking car. Hops out of his car and walks up to my husband's driver's side. Fucking window. Now, I'm so appalled, but as I'm in my appalledness, I pull out my phone and I start recording. And he gets out the car. He's like, what the fuck? You don't know how to use a fucking blinker? You don't know how to do this? Where'd you get your driver's license from? What do you want to do? And I'm sitting here and I'm recording. I'm recording him. I'm zooming in on his face. I wish I could like... Maybe I do need to get YouTube so I can like insert in like little clips inside this bitch just to show y'all. It was just the fucking audacity. Speed through the story. I know you like, bitch, I know you lying. I'm not. During Black History Month, a white, blonde hair, blue eyes motherfucker hops out his car because the motherfucker forgot to put their blinker on or just chose not to put their blinker on. Who cares? Hops out his car. He talking shit. He like, what are you going to do? Takes his hat off. Y'all don't like a little... baseball cap. Takes his hat off, baby. He's upset. You hear what I'm saying? He is upset. Mind you, my man not saying two fucking words. And finally, my man opened his mouth. He was like, bruh, whatever you trying to do. And I said, in the recording, it's so fucking funny. Y'all know me. Y'all hear how I'm talking right now. I said, he not gonna do nothing. He gonna go back to his car and he gonna drive off. And he stood there and he looked at me and I zoomed into his face again. And he was like, what? He like looked in the video, so fucking funny. He was like, what? I was like, you're not going to do anything. You're going to go back to your car. You're going to go drive off. And literally like, he gets in his car, drops off. We pull up at the gym. My husband is like, he's very quiet, but he got even fucking quieter. So I know he put, you know what I'm saying? Like, ooh. And so it was just the fucking audacity of it all. And we get out, we go have a successful workout, and we leave, come home, finish our day. Now, I normally keep my gun on me or at the house. I just thank God that nobody was hurt. Let me start there. Let's start with the positive, right? I just thank God that this man didn't get out of his car with a gun trying to shoot. You don't know where people might be at, right? I just thank God that we weren't trigger happy, that we weren't aggressive. And I remember like at the end of the ball, walking in the gym, my husband was like, why did you start recording? I was like, well, I started recording for one because he's the aggressor. So if anything were to ever happen, you know what I'm saying? Like you hopped out your car. You could have stayed your white privileged ass in your car. Let me tell y'all something. If you are having some type of like road rage and you hop your ass out your car, let me tell you, fucking public service announcement. Sit your ass down. There is no way you are telling me that you want to lose your life because you don't know what's on the other side of somebody else's car. You don't know whether somebody just died. You don't know whether this person had a long day. You don't know what the hell is going on. Public, so y'all better stay out these roadways. I don't even honk my horn at people anymore. Because motherfuckers is crazy, but I'm crazier. And I'm just trying to be a better me, which is why y'all continue to come and listen to me. I say all that to say, like, obviously, me and my husband have a sound head. We're both crazy, but we still have a sound head. Like, my husband works with children for a living. I work with people for a living. We got 3 kids, like, fuck that. Like, I'm not even going to play with you. I say all this to say, and even just kind of walking into the podcast and the, you know, breaking down everything. bro, we are really just humans out here trying. And I don't know what was going on with that man. I could care less now what was going on with that man. But you could tell, obviously, he was more upset about something else rather than it just being about the blinker. Okay? And so, although at the time and in the moment, and as I was recording, I was like, I know this white motherfucker. What? During Black History Month? What? I know your I was in that space. But then after everything kind of just like, nah, I'm not going to say de-escalated because it was nothing really. We weren't hype. It was him that was more so mad. I put two and two together like, yo, like something else was going on in his life. And I wish him nothing but love and blessings. And I hope that he gets help or whatever. I hope, you know what I'm saying? He could calm down and be like, damn, I did some weird ass shit. I should have never did that. Or he could stay on his privileged ass white horse and be like, yeah, those fucking Black people didn't turn on the blinker. So I hopped out of my car to prove them wrong. Whatever. Blessings, love, and to you. But it just kind of gave me a reminder that, bro, we're really just human and we're all just trying to figure it out. And in the midst of us figuring it out, I want you to be aware that sometimes a response is all the no response is all the response that you need. And it's something that I'm learning and it's hard for me, right? Like, we're just trying to figure life out. Like, we're just trying to make shit make sense. And shout out to the older generation and our parents. They used to say, like, you trying to be so grown. You better enjoy being a kid. You better be a kid as long as you. I now understand what the fuck they were talking about. Because adulting is different. And although, yes, we have these great responsibilities and we have built lives that we are happy about and we have conquered things, or maybe we haven't conquered things, or maybe we have. Like, adulting is a lot. And as we get older, and I notice that, you know, people, are the older generation are dying out, and the government low-key trying to kill everybody, and, you know, it's just so, social media is like a mind fuck. Like, it's so much that goes on from day to day that I just want to remind you that you are human. You are allowed to feel. You are allowed to cry. You are allowed to just express yourself. If you don't have anyone to express yourself to, like, you know, talk to yourself out loud. You feel me? Like, the reason why I'm so successful at talking on this podcast by myself is because I will admit I do talk to myself out loud. Because sometimes the math don't be math. And now I don't be answering my own questions. But talking to yourself out loud, talking to God, you know what I mean? Having particular people that you could, you know, trust and, you know, you have that dynamic with. Talk to them. Been saying this probably from day one, but journaling is your friend. Journaling is definitely your friend, but just having that space and just to understand that you're not alone. And although some people show their glamorized life and, you know, Instagram is now the place of posting 10 pictures instead of one, just because it's so much going on, I still feel like, ugh, it's like, here you go, my life in the past 3 months, you know what I'm saying? Like, cool benefit, but it's like, so what? You know what I mean? So what when your mental health is gone to shits? So what when you feel depressed? So what? You know what I'm saying? So like, we are just humans. And I want to start off talking to the brothers because y'all know y'all humans too, right? Men. Y'all know y'all got feelings too, right? Y'all know y'all have emotions. Y'all know. And I know some of y'all probably like, yeah, Brie, I know. But it's a lot of y'all that don't feel like y'all do. It's a lot of y'all that feel like y'all can't talk to y'all significant other. And for whatever reason, you're going to come up with hella excuses as to why. Whatever. But y'all deal with a lot. And like, as y'all deal with so much, I just want to give you flowers just to understand that, like, you can also take it one day at a time. If you're not where you feel like you should be in life, it's okay. Now, I'm not saying be no fucking bum, but if you're not where you are or where you want to be or where God has you intended to be, right? Because that's also a big difference. Like, I kind of stop speaking towards myself and just say, God, where do you want me? You know what I mean? And you do that in stillness and quietness. But man, y'all got feelings too. And it's okay for y'all to cry. It's okay for y'all to be vulnerable. Like, shout out to my male partners. They trust me with their feelings. And I applaud them on a day-to-day. Because I don't know how I looked up to be able to get, like, beautiful male friends that are willing to be vulnerable with me. And I remember having a conversation with one of my closest partners the other day. And I just was, you know, he kind of was going through it. And I was expressing to him, like, damn, like, I want to give you your flowers because it's so difficult for men just to say how they feel. And it maybe, right, like, maybe to some men, they say, well, it's easy to spill it to you because you the friend, you not the woman. And I can understand that to an extent, too. But, like, it's just, it feels good to know that, like, the male friends that I do have, they can really, truly, easily express themselves. And that's not to say, like, all men don't express themselves, but a lot of y'all don't. A lot of y'all don't, or you start off by expressing yourself, and then you stop for whatever reason. But men, y'all are human. Y'all don't gotta be Superman all day, every day. I know that life has, you know, put this big thing on your shoulders, especially as a black man, but like, I know that life has you feeling like you got to do this, that, this and the third. And people don't want to hear that. And people don't want to hear no sob stories. That's not true. That's not true. It's not for me. Not for me. Like, you know, again, love my man. I be putting him on blast sometimes. I know he be like, ooh, y'all, I'm going to get him on a fucking podcast. You know, he told me he wasn't coming on a podcast until we got married. So here we are. Maybe I'll get him on here so y'all can hear his voice. You think I'm going to put you to sleep? That motherfucker will put you to sleep. Okay. So, my husband is not, you know, again, he's a Zopapi and he's from Florida. And their culture is different from Black Americans. And obviously he won me over because he was empathetic. He did show compassion. Like, those are things that are important, but from a day-to-day perspective, nah, like he think about taking care of his family. And a lot of times as women, you know, as the man has been a man all day, we want our man to come home and provide that, you know, that emotional support sometimes, and they don't have it in them. And so, like, it took me a minute to even understand that, but y'all can take y'all shield off at the door or take your shield off where you feel comfortable. And if you don't feel comfortable in any space or any area in your life to take your shield off, you got some reconsidering to do. And this is just to the men. You got some stuff you need to reconsider, you know? And through that reconsideration, you have to start understanding that it's important for you just like it's important for us as women. Now, women, a lot of times we don't really have, like, you know, like, we have a bigger support system sometimes because we have our parents, or, you know, we're open to, you know, having mentors more and just going to our elders or going to our friends and just communicating on that space. But, like, a lot of times women, although we are human, we're also not super women. And although a lot of times we be like, well, shit, if this can't get done, then mama got to do it. Nah, you, it's going to get done regardless. I ain't going to hold y'all. We have, in our home, we have two rooms that have carpet. Everything else is tile floors. And I be wanting to sweep them up every fucking 5 minutes because my baby's crawling there. And he be wanting to put every fucking thing in his mouth. And I said, for the past week, I said, I'm going to mop. I ain't mop shit. And it feels good, right? Because sometimes, again, like, I'm just human. Like, girl, sit down. Like, sometimes on weekends, you know, like, we go all week. We work, right? And we give to people. And the weekend come and you like, damn, like, I've been seeing, like, posts and shit. People be like, damn, I feel like we got a 30-minute lunch. Nah, we ain't got no 30-minute. Your weekend should not be feeling like a 30-minute lunch break. It ain't nothing like 30-minute lunch breaks, okay? Thank God I got an hour. But it ain't nothing like, and even an hour go by fast as fuck, but like, your weekend should be dedicated to you. You know what I'm saying? Unless you're fully obligated to do something, like, I encourage everybody to fucking rest. Like, and sometimes, and it's harder for me, right? Like, I'll have to lay in the bed and I'll be like, let me find something to watch. Let me read something. Let me focus on this so I'm not finding an obligation to do something. Y'all, we are just humans. We are just, they already poisoning our fucking food. Okay? They already corrupting us with social media. They already corrupting us with the fucking government. They already corrupting us with so much other stuff. Y'all, I'm encouraging y'all to really, truly take care of yourselves. Whatever that may look like. But resting is top priority for me. And what resting also looks like for me is, obviously, you know, I work from home and, you know, my baby's still at home. He's not in daycare yet, but I'm also still taking care of my family. Like, you know, I've made it an obligation to say I'm only going to cook these amount of days. You know what I'm saying? Like, just so I won't feel so overwhelmed, because it's easy to get there. I had a coworker tell me a couple of days ago, I could see how people like get depressed or commit suicide. It's just so much going on. And you say the S word around me, I'm going to start looking at you at the side of your eye. And I'm out the side of my eye. I'm going to start, you all right? I'm going to start asking additional questions. You can't just drop that word casually. But again, right, like, it's like, the weekend's here. You know, back in the day, I used to feel like people used to live and thrive for the weekend. Now people be like, the weekend here, I got so much to do. You know what I mean? And so, like, come on, man. Y'all got to take care of yourselves. Like, I'm not even trying to be funny. And to even just kind of go back to the men taking care of yourself. Like, I know I hear a lot of y'all say, like, nobody cares how men feel or nobody loves men unless they have money and all sorts of extra shit. Like, that's not true. Not for me in my world, rather. Let me say that. Not for me in my world. And I guess, too, like, it also comes with the circumstance of, like, I just popped my neck. If anybody heard that, my apologies. Jeez. Lord. I guess it also comes like with the aspect of like finding your true safe space. And if you don't have a safe space, you need to find one. Or make your own safe space. You know what I mean? If you have brothers around you that think like you, make a safe space for y'all. Women do it all the time. You know what I mean? Me and my girlfriends, I classify them my girlfriends now, but all of our husbands were friends in college, and so now that we're all wives, we've all created like our own group chat. We all go hang out outside of our husbands now, and so we all going to the rodeo together this year. But you know, it's just. We have our moments, we uplift each other, we drop our hairstyles in a group chat, and then separate from that, we have just the wives, because I think we do have a few girlfriends in the chat too, but we just have the wives group chat, and every Wednesday at 7 a.m., we do a prayer call. And it's just important, man. It's just important to have like-minded people. I never knew, like, how important that was. Like, I knew, but I didn't know, like, the support system and having that safe space. And when I kid you, every Wednesday at 7 a.m., baby, we get on that call. And we pray like no other. And we all pray for each other at a different space and at a different time. I mean, it's beautiful. So I encourage you, like, if you don't have that safe space or you don't know where to start, start with yourself, obviously, right? Little things. And like I said, for me, like, I kind of start putting a boundary in. Okay, I'm only cooking 3 days out the week. My intentions and my goals are to work out, you know, at least 4 times a week. Do, you know, have some me time for myself. You know, maybe one day out of the week, like, but even me time for working out, that's for me too. You know what I mean? But just some form of understanding that you can't do it all and you're not supposed to do it all. And you're supposed to rest. You're supposed to rest. Life is so fast. Live slow. I find that I walk fast. I've started like walking slow. I find that when I'm cooking or I'm prepping and I'm cutting onions and bell peppers and I'm cutting fast, I start cutting slow. When I notice and I catch myself moving fast, I just start moving slow. Why? Because we only get one life. And what are you going to do on this life? Are you going to nurture your life or are you just going to live fast? What are you going to do? Are you going to speed through life? I went back and I was looking at photos from like 2015 and I realized how much I did live life prior to my husband and my children. And that's a beautiful thing for me. A lot of people can't say that. And I'm talking about live life. I was like, hey, girl, that was you? Ah, so proud of myself. That made me so happy. Because a lot of people don't get to experience that, you know? And I'm experiencing life now, but I'm experiencing it on a different journey, being closer to God, communicating and having relationships and meaningful relationships with people that actually care about my well-being, not just somebody to vent to, right? Those things are important. You know, having the proper family, having the proper mentors, you know, just collectively doing those things and just understanding that this is just a human experience. God wanted you on this earth in order for you to have it. Okay. There are going to be ups. There are going to be downs that you go through. It's all in how you handle it. And just understanding that you deserve rest just as much as you deserve to receive everything else in your life that you desire. Everything else that you desire. I'm getting better. I'm getting better. I'm feeling a little bit better. I think the last couple of episodes we talked about it. I don't think I really dealt with postpartum depression. I was dealing with postpartum anxiety and just trying to get this control and shit under control. I think my man asked me a question about something the other day. It was so funny. And I was like, I stressed myself out. And it was so funny because his response was like, good answer. Because we do. The reason why we have all these things to do and this to-do list and this and that and this and that and this and that and this and that and this and that. You know what I'm talking about if you watch SpongeBob. But we stress ourselves out because we have all this shit we feel like we need. Oh, I got to lose weight. Oh, I got to talk to this person. Oh, I got to. One day at a fucking time. And sometimes I be like, fuck that. 1 hour at a time. Because right now, what I'm going to do once I'm done recording this, my youngest kid is asleep. I'm going to take some time. I'm going to do some reading. And hopefully, I could take a nap. Hopefully, I could take a nap. And I didn't realize how important naps were either. So, but you're human, baby. Take your foot off the brake. Put your foot on the gas and enjoy life a little bit. Whatever that may look like to you. Look. I love y'all. I appreciate y'all. I'm doing my best. Don't make no face. I'm doing my best. My goal for Let's Be Honest is twice a month. That's going to be important for me. At least dropping 2 episodes twice a month. That way you guys can continue to have that rotation for me and continue to come back and just get this uplifting. Because I know a lot of what I give to y'all, this is your uplifting moment. This is what you need. And I got to be consistent with that because y'all are deserving of that. Anyways, I hope the remainder of your week is beautiful. Get you some vegetables and some fruit in your life. Don't trip about what's not meant for you. Stay strong. Get some rest. And I'm going to catch y'all on the next episode. Bye.
If no one has told you this today, Let's Be Honest appreciates you. See you next week for some more Self-Help Wednesday love.